Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is the new president of Somalia. He defeated incumbent president Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud after two sets of voting. The new leader formerly served as Somalia's prime minister. He holds both Somali and American citizenship. This is a victory for Somalia and the Somalis, Mohamed said after taking the oath of office. This is the beginning of the era of unity, the democracy of Somalia, and the beginning of the fight against corruption. The 54-year-old Mohamed is widely known by the nickname Farmajo. He went to university in New York and served in the Somali embassy in Washington, D.C. in the 1980s. Mohamed sought asylum in the United States following the collapse of the Somali government. He lived in New York and worked for the state government there for many years. However, Mohamed remained closely connected to Somali politics. In 2010, Somalia's president asked him to serve as prime minister. He did so for 8 months until June of 2011. The rebel group Al-Shabaab was at the height of its power during that period. Al-Shabaab threatened to interfere with the voting Wednesday. African Union peacekeepers and government forces enforced strong security measures. The election took place peacefully. Somalia's new president faces many difficulties, including the fight against Al-Shabaab. The country is also troubled with corruption, poverty, and food insecurity. There is a daunting task ahead of me, and I know that, Mohamed said. But for now, many people in Mogadishu appear to be hopeful. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service that public celebrations began in the Somali capital following the announcement. The AP reports that thousands of Somalis happily demonstrated in the streets, chanting the new president's name. Somalia will be another Somalia soon, said Ahmed Ali, a police officer celebrating in the crowd. I'm John Russell.